With us now is Simon Whitworth. Simon is a writer and musician, but he writes books, not just music, don't you, Simon? Good morning.
Hiya, how are you doing? Yeah, that's correct. All right, I try and do a bit of everything.
Yeah, you certainly have done a bit of everything. We're going to talk about all of that in a bit. But let's just start with, you grew up in and around St Albans, didn't you?
Yeah, I was born in Watford in 1966, Watford General. But we moved to Chiswell Green in St Albans, and that's where I spent my childhood.
Ah, right. Okay, you been back to St Albans lately?
Yeah, I do. I try and get back there every year, really, because I do miss the place. And I've just got wonderful memories of growing up in St Albans. It's a great city, isn't it?
It is. How has it changed since you were growing up? Massively, I assume.
It's grown. It's just big, isn't it? It's just built everywhere. I used to... I don't know how old you are, Nick.
A little bit older than you, actually, but not much, hey?
At the bottom of Hollywell Hill, there used to be the gas works there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's all, I think it's offices now, isn't it?
Yeah, offices and retail. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess Chiswell Green was probably a little bit more cut off from the rest of St Albans than it is now, was it?
It was an idyllic place to grow up, really. It was a lot smaller, but it's all just got so plush, hasn't it?
We've all gone posh. We've all gone very posh. True. Yeah. Right, look, let's talk about the book, because actually the book you've written is called The Invisible Steps, and it features places in St Albans, doesn't it?
It does. The main sort of mystery of the book is focused around the Abbey, where... when I was growing up as a kid, there was this sort of myth that was going around that if you ran round the fir tree, the huge fir tree at the base of the Abbey 1,000 times, you'd see a monk falling to his death.
Wow.
You can imagine us as kids, particularly when we started drinking, we'd try this on a frequent basis, run around this tree, but we never managed to do it.
I'd imagine you'd see all sorts of things if you managed to go around it 1,000 times.
That's absolutely right, but we never unfortunately saw a monk. But that sort of myth never left me. So when I was thinking, how could I find this mysterious thing? And it was that I went back to. And it's basically there's this floating land called Bluebell Wood, and from this land, this young girl, 14-year-old Jessie Granton, she's given the foresight to see 24 hours into the future to change the sequence of events. Okay. And, but she focuses on this monk falling to his death. And in the book, if they see a vision from the past, it's pending doom for all mankind. So they've got to go and investigate this monk that fell from the Abbey, top of the Abbey, and that's where it all kicks off.
It sounds great. What sort of audience is it aimed at? Is it aimed at adults, children? Where are you aiming the book?
Oh, it's children. It's 12 plus, right. Or 11 plus, yeah.
And you've turned it into a musical as well, right?
Yeah, I have. As I was writing the novel, at the end of writing like a section, I picked the guitar up, and every time I did, a song came out relevant to the part that I'd just written. So by the time I ended up finishing the book, I'd almost finished the musical at the same time.
That's incredible. So, I mean, you are obviously very talented.
I guess so.
You're also quite modest. Did you have these writing talents and musical talents from a young age, from childhood, or did that come later?
No, as a child, I was in a band with my brothers. Well, when I was eight, the three of us used to play youth clubs and that. And as we grew into our teens, we formed a band called G.I. Orange, and we found great success in Japan.
Wow.
And massive success. But as it was in the 80s, you didn't really receive the money that you maybe should have or would have done in today's society. So it was a period in my life which was fantastic, but...
Didn't set you up for life, right?
That's what I was getting to. No, it didn't, not in any way at all. So I had to fall back into real life. But I never stop creating or writing. So it, well, once you've started in that path, it doesn't matter whether you're making money at it or not. You just tend to keep doing it. If you're doing it for the right reasons, you just keep doing it.
Yeah. Now, we're going to play a little bit of your music now, and then we'll chat a bit more. Tell us what this track is.
It's Summer Has Just Arrived. It's just a pop record. There's no depth to it at all. It's just...
you're very modest.
Because most of my stuff, I really write... My big thing about my work is my lyrics, but this was just a pop song.
All right. It's
two people rowing and wanting to make it right for the summer.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit of that now.
Okay, cool. Great.
Well, there's a track from our guest, Simon Whitworth. Simon, you've written lots of different music, but let's talk a little bit more about the book first. How did this idea sort of develop into you actually writing? How long did it take you to do that?
But actually starting it, I don't know why I just woke up one day and thought I really want to write a book because I'd written poetry and lyrics all of my life. And it was just this sort of desire to just sort of get on and write the novel. And where I lived in Chisel Green, there was a small woodlands. And when the bluebells were out, it was so magical. But also in the woodlands, there was a lot of seedy stuff going on there. People used to go there for all types of reasons. So it kind of brought into my mind the good and the bad that sort of mixed into one place.
Yep.
And it really just sparked the idea of this floating land called Bluebell Wood, where they would send these little bellas in. The bellas in the book are a woodland creature that have human characteristics, and they help prevent disasters on the earth below. So it was from this land, Bluebell Wood, that these little creatures would be sent down to Earth and help prevent humanity from making a fool of itself, basically.
Now, the musical, has that been performed? Is it being performed?
No, I've literally just got to the stage where it's all scripted. I've just recently worked with a lady from New York putting the final touches to the script, because I wrote the script, but it's putting it in the right format. So it's basically like working with an editor when you finish a book.
Right.
So just got that back last month. All the music's recorded. It's all been scored. And now the plan is to get it on a stage.
Excellent.
If it was done in St Albans, to be honest.
Oh, you'd like it? You'd like it performed in St Albans?
I would like everything to happen in St Albans. I'm dying to get back to the place, actually. It was just... when we were kids growing up, you kind of had to move out of St Albans because you couldn't afford to stay there.
Yeah, it's even more true now, I'm afraid.
And yeah, I can imagine. Because we used to move to Luton or Dunstable or Watford, whatever. But it would be a dream to be able to come back there.
Oh, well, that's a challenge. We've got to get it on at the Auburn Arena or the Maltings Arts Theatre or Abbey Theatre. We have to do that somewhere. Yeah.
What is honestly, that to me would be just the best thing that could ever happen. It's such a piece of work. I'm so proud of it. And to perform in a space like that would be fantastic.
What is the process of getting it into the theatre now? So you've got the music, you've got the script. How does that happen? I don't even know how one begins with that.
It's really hard, actually. You need a company just get on board with your work. But it's hard for them because if they put on a show, they want to put on something like Grease or My Fair Lady, which is almost everyone knows the story. Everyone's going to be on board with it. It's very hard to sell a new piece of work. So really, it's just down to finding the right company who are willing to take a chance on something new.
Yeah, and with the musical, I guess you've also, you need companies that have done musical stuff before, don't you?
Yeah.
This is interesting. We have to put our collective thinking caps on this one. There must be a way of getting this to St Albans somehow.
Oh, it would be wonderful because it's so based around St Albans, every part of it. And to be honest, it would feel like I was coming home if it was put there.
All right, let's give that some thought. Now, the book is called The Invisible Steps. Is it available on all the usual digital outlets?
Well, unfortunately, I've took it off all the platforms because, I've just recently worked with this top editor because I always felt that when I first did the book, I knew it was good and I put it out, but I wished I hadn't because I hadn't worked with an editor. So I took it back off and I worked with this wonderful lady and we've just finished it and we've changed the title to it's going to be called Gresham, Die to Survive.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, so it gives it a bit more jeopardy and a bit of a hook there, right?
Yeah, it is. And, there's songs written for all these characters. And it just, The Invisible Steps, it is great. But what I've done now with my business partner, Wendy, we've put everything I've ever done, all the LPs, whether they're musical based or not, we've put them under one umbrella, which is called the Invisible Steps Project. So it's just helped me because I'm a bit chaotic.
that's the creative type, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm all over the place in every aspect of my life. So when Wendy came on board, she sort of organised everything. And now I think it was Wendy who found you, actually, Nick.
So yes, really I know Wendy quite well.
So that was great. And she sorted everything out. And it's within the 6 months of me, sort of, I've been years of just creating and losing bits and think, oh God, I forgot all about that and all that. So she's managed to bring everything back into one.
Tell us what the website is so that we can see your creative work.
It's www.theinvisiblesteps.com.
So that's theinvisiblesteps.com. Any idea when the book will be back out and fully edited?
Yeah, we're aiming to release it for Christmas.
All right.
We can't wait. We're going to give it such a big push, but we're going to be coming to St Albans to promote it.
That would be brilliant. Yeah, you need to books on the hill and Waterstones to be good places to go and talk to people and meet them. When you do, get in touch because we'd love to talk some more about actually having the book out and let's see where we're getting to on the musical. Simon, thank you so much for sharing some of your creativity with us this morning. It's been fantastic and the best of luck with getting the musical on the stage and the book out there on those digital platforms.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been great.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Whitworth, and you can see his work at theinvisiblesteps.com.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, Nick.